Joining me live over the phone today with the monthly update from the University of Wyoming is Chad Baldwin. Chad is the Associate Vice President for Marketing and Communications at UW. Chad, good morning. How's everything on the southeast corner of the Cowboy State?
Going great, Duke. Good to talk to you this morning.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. And I'd like to touch base on a monthly basis with Chad to get an update on what's happening, not just on the campus of UW, but things that are happening with the university that impacts the entire state, especially here over on the western side. And a couple of big things happening, Chad, that really impact the western side in Lincoln County regarding nuclear energy, some research and some donations happening with UW that will impact a nuclear program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Duke, we're excited here at UW to be, seeing some great progress toward more education, more research related to the nuclear industry. With the Terra Power project there in Kemmer, an atrium reactor going in and related things happening there, and really then the possibility of these things happening elsewhere here around the state, two big gifts have come in to help us ramp up there. One of them then is $1 million from the John P. Elbogen Foundation, kind of be matched dollar by dollar by the state of Wyoming. And then a separate $1 million gift from Paul and Judy Lerwick, which will be matched by the state also. And so it's this funding is going to help us set up more coursework, degree programs, and then do more research in the field of nuclear energy.
You know, it really is big for Southwest Wyoming to have a program where people can go to and be trained to come back home into a field that, as you said, is not just coming to Kemmer, but potentially and likely other places around the state. So what is your timeline on these programs when you talk about this funding coming in to maybe start offering courses and a full program in nuclear?
So there actually are some new courses in place now, Duke, but this is just going to be more. And so, I mean, we're talking over the next couple of years probably that we'll see a very significant increase in our offerings there. We're talking about certificates and degrees at the undergraduate and graduate levels, and then support of nuclear-focused faculty, staff, and students. So, as our director of our School of Energy Resources says, it's abundantly clear that the footprint of nuclear energy is growing in Wyoming, and University of Wyoming students are interested in additional coursework and programs in this field. There's a need for more professionals with the right credentials, and this is going to be unfolding over the next, several years.
Yeah, and just like every program or degree of study, there's multiple facets and levels to it. I mean, you think about how many different communications degrees there are and how many, and that is, are you expecting it to be the same with nuclear, that there'll be maybe some focuses in specific portions of nuclear, say engineering and management and that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. And we want to compliment, the work that's going on with TerraPower. They're doing their training programs. I saw an announcement about big training facility that's going to be built in Kemmer. This isn't about any kind of duplication. It's about complementing. So, we're providing the service that the state needs.
And I've also seen Western Wyoming has begun working on some sort of program. Are you in connection with them and other of the two-year schools across the state to complement each other in those programs too?
Absolutely, Duke. Yeah, through this new Wyoming Innovation Partnership, which includes UW and the community colleges, we're working more closely than ever to make sure we're doing complementary work.
It's Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, Chad, it's back to fall time, right? And looking like things are rolling ahead for the fall semester on the campus of UW and Laramie.
Yeah, Duke, we have about 1,200 first-year students who are on campus right now this week doing what we call our Saddle Up program, which is a kind of an onboarding orientation type of program to get them in the classroom and doing a lot of the fun extracurricular stuff too. So that's happening now. And then Monday is this coming Monday is the first day of the fall semester. And we're excited. We're up. We're going to be up in students this fall. Our first-time student numbers looks like we'll be probably up in the neighborhood 2, 3, 4%. Transfer students are up in that same area. Graduate student numbers in that same area. So we think that overall we may be up for, and that would be the first time in several years, but actually for the first time since the pandemic hit, that we're going to be up overall.
Wow. Chad, another item in Western Wyoming as you guys get ready for fall, an event actually happening on this side of the state, a Wyoming Blockchain Symposium, which is, I believe, going to take place in Teton County in Jackson, correct?
Yeah, it's happening right now in Jackson. It's a high level thing that it's connecting, you know, institutional asset owners with asset managers and tech entrepreneurs in Jackson Hole, happening right now. And UW's Center for Blockchain and Digital Innovation is involved, and Steve Lupien, who's the director of that center, is one of the participants, and it's more than 350 influential members of the blockchain community.
Chad, a couple other items happening at UW that impacts the entire state. Bitcoin is still one of those things that, unless you're involved in it, I don't know if people really understand. I guess some research happening, though, is in relation to Bitcoin at UW. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Bitcoin, of course, is a cryptocurrency, and it's kind of an unregulated thing, right? And it's it was created in 2009, and it kind of challenges the traditional view of money. Because it's digital and it's decentralized. And so, we're the first university in America to have a Bitcoin research institute. It's led by, Bradley Rettler, who's one of our, interestingly enough, he's a professor of philosophy, but he's actually published a book on the topic of Bitcoin. And we're one of the, you know, the national leaders now in this area. And of course, there is a connection, you know, between Bitcoin and blockchain, and that they're connected, and so we're on the cutting edge here in this area.
Absolutely. And just one final note here, Chad, while we have you on the air. This is some interesting research done by an associate professor at UW saying they have found ways to lessen jet lag, which nobody likes jet lag. So tell us about this.
Yeah, so we have a circadian rhythm and exercise research lab here at UW in our new science initiative building. It's led by Associate Professor Emily Schmidt, and we have graduate and undergraduate students exploring our circadian clocks of our bodies. And she's doing work to say what can you do to deal with jet lag? And so she was in Time magazine just recently talking about how her recommendation is, on your first morning in a new time zone, do 20 minutes of activity. She said it doesn't have to be an all-out sprint or a CrossFit workout or anything. Maybe it's just wandering down to your local coffee shop. But anything that gets you up and out of bed in the morning will help your body perk up and adjust to its new surroundings. And maybe even help your digestion get back to normal. So it's interesting. Some pretty cool research being done on how our bodies deal with things like, you know, being in new time zones.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And of course, all done by associate professors at the University of Wyoming. Chad Baldwin this morning, Associate Vice President of Marketing and Communications for UW. Chad, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you. And we'll touch base again next month.